Hey guys, it's a girl who laughs at me. Tells like I've had a long week. Like I don't even know what to say. Like it's been like from one thing to another. But anyways, I miss you guys so much. And like I just had to give myself some break and like just rest. Like I know that I've been like away for some time, for some months. I had to give myself a break. So, I'm back from my annual leave. So, on my podcast, and I just want to say thank you guys. Thank you for those that like reached out to me and asked what's up. And thank you to my good girl Omomi for like always looking out for me for my podcast. So, today we are going to be talking about something quite something short but educating and enlightening and fun. So let's just go for a very short break and we'll be right back. Okay guys, welcome back from that very short break. I'm really tired, but I know that I have to feed my audience with something. So the discussion for today is how to be calm in the midst of the troubles. So I'm discussing this because of all I went through during the week and what I have been going through for some months now, for about 3 months, and what has worked for me. And one thing I want to say is that sometimes what works for somebody may not actually be the same thing that works for you, but there will surely be an iota of help, even if it's a piecemeal, that can guide you, that can help you no matter how little. You know, in life we all have different journey, different purpose and all that, but I just want to say that experiences, people experience in life, you might not have the same experience, but you will learn one thing or the other from them. So back to our discussion of today, how to stay calm in troubles and storms and troubling moments. So how did I stay calm actually? So the first thing I did during this, like for the past 3 months, I've been troubled in my place of work, in my career, in my like everything. I've been kind of like troubled and all. So I needed direction. At some point, I was like, okay, I'm working on flesh and not what I really want to do and all that. But what has worked for me thus far that made me to put this on my release for the week are, the first thing I did was to give myself some time. When I mean some time, I gave myself some alone time. I sat alone. I laid on the chair alone to think. That was the first thing I did. Okay, I'm that kind of person that loves to see movies, watch movies, anything movie. I just love to glue my eyes to the TV or my phone or laptop. I just love to watch movies. But I decided to give myself a break one weekend and I calmed down. It's not like I don't watch movie. I decided to give myself some alone time. So the first thing you should do is give yourself an alone time where you are just alone with your thoughts. Give yourself time to be troubled. Think about those troubles. Think about the stress. Think about everything. Let yourself, free yourself. If you want to cry, cry. If you want to write things down, write. Just free yourself. Let it be an alone time for you. Like, you get the point? An alone time. Then the second thing you should do is be true to yourself. Be true to yourself. So I decided to give myself some alone times And it was not once, it was not twice. I decided to do it like, I can't count, probably 6 times. I decided to give myself some alone time to be mentally and emotionally stable, to think through the stress and, okay, how did I even come into this trouble? How did I even come into this stress? Okay, what led to this? What led to this? I had to think it through in my alone time. Then the second thing I did was to be true to myself. I was true to myself to, okay, what did I do wrong? How could I have done it better? Okay, how should I improve? What do I need to ignore from what I learned, from what people said? What do I need to ignore? What do I need to sieve out? What do I need to pick? What is true to where I am going, to my purpose, to what I want to learn, what I want to gain? So I had to be true to myself. And the third thing I did was to write them down. You have to learn to write things down. I know some people don't like writing things down, but please try as much as possible to write things down. I have a personal jotter where I write things about myself down. Sometimes I write that I hate you, Ife. I hate you, Lord, sire me. I write things like that. There are sometimes that you just need to write things out. Pour out what is in your mind that cannot tell anybody. Pour it out. Write it down. So the third thing you need to do is to write things down. So after being alone, giving yourself some alone time, being true to yourself, write things down. But during your alone time, you should write things down. Some things will come to your head and be like, okay, oh wow, this also happened. Write it down. When you are being true to yourself, open to yourself that, okay, I did this wrong. Scold yourself. Okay. That second one, then you write them down. That's the third one. The fourth thing I did, I know I may be sounding kind of like spiritual kind of thing. I'm a Christian. So, and I love God. So the fourth thing I did was to go down on my knees. Trust me. That was the fourth thing I did. I did it severally. The first time I tried it, I did it like during my troubled moments for the last three months was, the first time I did it, I knelt down, I prayed, I was like, it's not like I prayed, but I talked to God, I had a communication, I was like, God, I'm tired, I'm stressed. I started reading out those things that I thought about. I'm stressed. I'm not happy. I am worried. I talked. It's not like I was saying, God, do this. God, do this. God, do this. I talked. So you need to talk to God. If you are a Christian, you need to talk to God in prayers. If you are a Muslim, you need to do your prayers, your prayers. If it's your 5-day, like 5 times prayer, you need to talk to God. Like, you need to talk that, God, I am sad. God, I am unhappy. God, I am troubled. God, I cried on Thursday. God, I cried because this person said this. You need to do that. I did that severally. And the first time I did it, it felt like nothing was there. I stood up. I slept. The second time I did it, I felt nothing was there, trust me. The third time I felt nothing was there. The fourth time I did it, I knew that something was changing. I became conscious of the fact that I am talking to God and He's listening and He's providing calmness. So, guys, that's the fourth one. You need to go down on your knees or be on your bed or wherever you are when you are walking. Talk to Him. When you are talking to someone, you are not requesting for something all the time. So you need to talk to Him as a friend that, God, I am sad. God, I am worried. When I started in those things, He brought the scriptures to me that in this life, you will have troubles. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Ever since, I guess I've read the scriptures before in John. But trust me, ever since those words came to my heart by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, I became conscious of the fact that anytime I'm in trouble, fine, We all pass through troubles, challenges every day, but I should be happy, be of good cheer, because he has overcome the world. So through it, I get calmness. So guys, that has worked for me. Trust me, this week has been stressful and challenging, and especially the last 3 months, but God has been faithful. So guys, you can try it. Try to give yourself some alone time to think, okay, where did I say I wanted to be? How have I gone? Okay, what have I done? How do I need to improve? You need to give yourself some alone time. You need to be true to yourself. Many of us lie to ourselves that we are growing, but we are not growing. You need to be true to yourself. You need to write things down. Have a book that is for you alone. I know that, fine, our laptop, our pads, phones, they are there, but many times, like a lot of times, in fact, books cannot take the place of, phones cannot take the place, electronic gadgets cannot take the place of paper and pen. So please guys, try as much as possible to have a diary or a book, a journal for yourself. Write things down, write your plan. Sometimes some things just drop in your mind, you'll be doing something and some just go, wow, you can do this. Just write it down. You don't know when you're going to need it. So guys, try to write things down about yourself. And lastly, go down on your knees and talk to, you know, I did not say pray, talk to God. Like, I can't overemphasize it. It has worked for me, and trust me, it's going to work for you. So talk to him, tell him how you feel. Like, do not hide anything. If you're tired, you just want to give up, let him know. Say, God, I just want to give up. I am giving up already, but please don't give up. So I love you guys. I hope you learned something. And like, and again, before I go, let me just give you guys this small gist. Okay, so this week in my department, we had the commercial department meeting, departmental meeting. So my department boss decided to take us out for lunch to have the meeting. So we had the meeting over lunch. So when we got to this particular beautiful, expensive, exquisite restaurant, so we got there, and myself and my departmental boss, my senior in the office, and my colleague, both of us, so we're four. So myself and my colleague, when they brought the menu list, we were looking at each other like, okay, my colleague just spoke my mind, man, these things are so expensive. And my mentor was like, that's why I brought you out to explore. And so I was looking at the menu list, like, okay, I don't take alcohol, so I was like, what can I drink? I do not see what to drink. So I was scared, I could not take cocktail. I was like, okay, they'll put alcohol, I don't know my tolerance level and all. I was like, okay, let me just take water. So I asked for water. So they gave me water and lime. So the food, I never know what to choose. I was looking at the menu list, all the food there, like, they were strange to me. And I was like, okay, if you feel you are embarrassing yourself. So my colleague requested for ordered yam and egg sauce. And my boss, I don't even know the name of the thing like that, but I know that it was shy, exquisite, and it was nice. It looked nice, I had not tasted it. So mine, I looked at everything. The only thing I said that I was familiar with over 20 things on that menu. I don't want to exaggerate, that's what I'm saying, to over 20 things on that menu list. It was only two things that I knew that was familiar. That was asu and yam and egg sauce. And I said, let me just try something new. And I ordered grilled fish and chips. Ah, I was already praying in my mind that God, don't let me purge. So within about 25-30 minutes, they brought when we're discussing our meetings, our plans and all that, they brought the food. So I was about to eat, I was scared. Hey, They brought the grilled fish. They brought the chips. They brought the ketchup. They brought the salad in small bowls. Salad and ketchup, small bowls. Then the chips. So it was on the chopping board. Hey, I was like, God, this is life. Anyways, that meeting was relieving. It relieved me of the stress. Like, thank you, my boss, Mr. Ajibola Edwards. Okay, guys, so have a wonderful day and have a wonderful weekend. Like, I'm going to sleep. Bye.